But Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame announced its new honorees for 2019 at the men's Final Four in Minneapolis. The 12 new inductees include NBA stars like Sidney Moncrief of the Bucks, Paul Westphal, Jack Sikma, defensive specialist Bobby Jones, and Teresa Weatherspoon, a five-time WNBA All-Star, also included, and the Wayland Baptist Flying Queens program from the late 1940s through 1982. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sports and Commentary today. My name is Greg Stewart. This show is sponsored by your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always find us online for more information, or if you'd like to give to support the show, at WWIB.com. Alicia Robertson Ellis is the current head coach of the Wayland Baptist University Flying Queens, and we head down to Plainview, Texas today to talk to her about the program's induction into the Hall of Fame. But before we do that and get some stories from you, Alicia, you and your husband, Andy, both played basketball at Texas Tech, and the Red Raiders, of course, had a fantastic season, finishing up in the championship game, an incredible overtime defeat at the hands of Virginia. You and Andy have to be so glad for those coaches and players down there.
Man, I'm just so proud of them. You know, they were picked seventh in their conference at the beginning of the season, and so I think that we look back at this season that they had and call it a success. Chris Beard does an amazing job with those guys. They're all bought in. And, you know, the one thing that they all do is they work hard. And I'm a huge believer in working hard, and that can get you anywhere.
Yeah, and it was just a few years ago that this program went through a miserable, I mean, awful 1-17 season. I think it was 2011, right?
Yes, I know. And, you know, it's just such an amazing season that they've had, and I'm so proud of them. I hate that they lost the championship game, but we had an opportunity to do it, and that's what matters.
Yeah, they were an outstanding team and took Virginia to the wall and could have won that national championship there in Minneapolis. Well, you played for the legendary Marcia Sharp at Tech, and your husband Andy played for another legend, Bobby Knight. Yeah, the former Hoosiers head coach was coach of the Texas Tech Red Raiders for a while. How did the two of you meet?
Oh, man. Well, he's from a little town called La Mesa, and I'm from Plainview, Texas. And so I actually kind of knew about him before we ever went to Texas Tech. And so actually, first time I met him was in a Wendy's. But I graduated in 2003 from high school, and he graduated from college in 2002. But I had known about him. And so we were never in college at the same time, but he was playing professionally overseas, and he had come back. And I guess the first date we ever had was my first year at Tech in January when he had come back for the holidays.
Okay, so you both played at a high-level D1 basketball at Texas Tech. You must have some amazing pickup games at home.
Oh, yeah. I beat him every time.
Okay. Yeah, and he finished up, I think, over 1,400 points at Texas Tech, so a great player, and I believe he coaches a Christian high school down there. And, of course, you're the Flying Queens head coach, and let's talk about that program and its induction into the Hall of Fame last weekend, one of the new honorees into the Naismith Hall of Fame. Tell us why the committee gave the school the program from 1948 to 82 this kind of honor.
Well, you know, I grew up in Plainview since I was 2 years old, and so I always got to hear these amazing stories on the Flying Queens. And you know, they were the first collegiate basketball team to give a women's basketball scholarship, and so I thought that was really neat. They changed their the footprint of women's basketball. They're the trailblazers, and so, you know, I'm very thankful to this program because I also was a basketball lover. And you know, if it weren't for them, I wouldn't have been able to do what I did and play basketball at Texas Tech and have that opportunity to get a scholarship like that. And so I'm just super thankful for them for that. And it's amazing that they won 131 consecutive games in a row, which the program to this day is still the winningest team in the nation. And so it's just such a blessing to be able to be a part of a program that has such a rich history like that. And there's several stories on them. You know, they got to fly everywhere, and they were the first team that was able to do that. They flew to every game. They were the best of the best, and that's kind of why they called them the Queens of basketball. And they flew. There was a man named Mr. Hutcherson who had a flying service, and he was able to fly these Flying Queens everywhere that they played. And there were players that were coming from all over, you know, the USA to play for this team.
All right, the current head coach of the Wayland Baptist Flying Queens, Alicia Robertson Ellis, on the phone with me from Plainview, Texas today, and I'm looking forward to hearing more stories about the early days of the Flying Queens program, and we'll step into the time machine with you next time, Alicia. So thanks for coming by, and we will talk to you very soon, all right?
Sounds good. Thank you.